Construction is underway on Yukon's largest solar farm after CAP Engineering in Whitehorse secured the contract to design and build the 2.8-megawatt facility in Watson Lake, which is expected to be operational by 2027. The 300-by-280-meter site will be built in stages by CAP Engineering, which was contracted by First Koshka Utilities to design and construct the solar plant under a national construction contract, according to construction manager Josh Edwards. Crews working on Watson Lake's new solar farm have completed most of the design work, with about 60% of drawings finalized and undergoing final reviews, Edwards said. He added that CAP Engineering is leading the entire build, including planning, engineering and construction. Site grading begins July 10 on the 8.4-hectare plot, followed days later by the installation of 800 foundation piles. Edwards told the news crews will then assemble the racking system, mount the solar panels and lay underground cabling to connect all components later in the year. "This year, my plan is to have the piles installed, the racking that the solar panels sit on installed, the solar panels installed and then all the cabling in place. That's my goal this year," Edwards said. Electrical contractors from surrounding communities are expected to be hired by CAP Engineering's Whitehorse office to install electrical inverters and complete internal wiring in preparation for connecting the system to the grid, Edwards said. He predicts ATCO Electric Yukon will hook the solar plant to the grid in spring 2026, with commissioning expected to begin in July 2026. The contract builds on a long-standing relationship between CAP Engineering and First Koshka Utilities, Edwards said. CAP Engineering has collaborated with First Koshka Utilities over the years through talks and potential projects, Edwards said. The company previously provided consultation, offering advice and guidance on several initiatives. He said the procurement process emerged from both parties previously engaging in discussions. "There was a relationship in place, for sure, and that got us to the table. And then it was their procurement policies that were followed after that," Edwards said. The federal government announced more than $28.6 million in joint funding for the project on June 17, with contributions from the territorial government and First Koshka Utilities. Local contractors will complete more than 60% of the labor for the solar farm, with electricians, welders and civil construction crews from Watson Lake and nearby communities likely to be contracted, Edwards said. "I'm actually working on my job advertisements right now for a number of laborers, maybe local electricians. But we do plan to source over 60% of this job, the labor, outside of the specialty stuff," he said. Once complete, the solar plant will offset more than 24% of Watson Lake's diesel-generated electricity, according to a June 17 federal press release. The system is expected to cut diesel use by over 1 million liters annually, reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 3,509 tons per year. The 2.85-megawatt facility will connect to the community's existing microgrid and operate alongside a battery energy storage system. According to the release, the plant will come online in two phases to maintain grid stability and accommodate seasonal power fluctuations through 2026-27. During peak summer months, the solar farm will generate more electricity than the community consumes, allowing diesel generators to shut down entirely, the release said. Federal officials say the project will support national climate goals while helping Watson Lake transition toward energy independence. The initiative also positions the community as a growing hub for renewable energy in the Yukon. Contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com.